Eu não roubei coisa de ninguém, desculpa lá muito.
Há muito boato, há muita poeira nisto tudo, mas muita poeira.
Nobody ever tells daddy shit. Say another motherfucking word and this shit is over.
Viva a República Popular de Moçambique.
I prefer really not to speak.
Passes on all kind of information because you are a hater.
We're gonna win so much, you may even get tired of winning.
You wanna do something? Bitch ass
knuckle.
Hold up. I smell new shoes.
Yes, sir.
Hello, greetings.
Como é que
2020, já estamos.
Bom ano.
Dentro.
Bom ano.
And welcome, Xará.
Yes.
Mr. Hugo.
Vamos fazer um Q&A. Vamos fazer um Q&A aqui, uma entrevista.
Esse cara já ouviu o Maninho Espaço. Já estou aquela vez para todos. Não é um
isto aqui não é entrevista.
Já sabe, you know what it is. Aqui.
Mas it's a funny thing. I was realizing now that hey, quando tu estás a falar no mic, tu começas a falar soft. Mas tipo, outside of the studio, estás tipo.
Tá scared. É a tua career, né? Estás já a pensar, tipo, isto aqui, if it goes viral, tem que estar good.
Tem que estar good, estás a ver?
Yeah, pá, career shit, what we talk for kid, pá. Holla.
Yeah, exactly.
KK, bem-vindo, man.
What's good?
Welcome back.
Epa, thanks. Good to
be back. Como é que foi a terra do Trump?
Epa, was okay. It was good. No, it was good. It was really good. I'm actually just saying it was okay. It was really good. I had fun. I did some jiu-jitsu. I, explored some. I didn't do any touristy things. I was mainly just going out, restaurants, bars, hikes.
Hikes, nigga, shit.
Yeah, some little hikes. And,
sporty.
You know, like house party vibes,
it's
stuff like that.
Activities.
Wasn't it cold?
Actually, funny enough, even New York wasn't that cold, man. Yeah. Funny enough, it was pretty okay. You know, one of the days I was actually sweating in New York. I was like, it's not normal, you know. But it was good, man. You know, I spent some time in New York, not all the time, but. New York was a little bit colder than, you know, Arizona is warmer. So, yeah, you know, that was the scoop for the whole thing. So Arizona is definitely like, you know, Mars winter. It's not that cold. Yeah, it's just windy.
Wow.
Windy, yeah.
That's a Mexican state, isn't it? Arizona is a Mexican state.
Mexican.
took it.
Niggas all over, man.
Mas uma pergunta que tu contavas lá. Eu, quando fui para os States, foi há muito tempo já.
Uh-huh.
2015. E o país e o mundo todo não estava como está hoje, obviously. E não estava... Não, porque a impressão que dá dos States é que é um país maninho dividido agora, não é? Uh-huh. Tipo, ou tu concordas ou não concordas e não há um meio termo. Did you feel that? Ou estavas numa cena mais chilled?
Yeah, you know, weird thing is... People avoid talking about politics. Tipo, tu podes, like, over there, tipo a cena do impeachment happened. I was like, hey, wow, this is crazy. And then I thought, like, you know, in interactions with people, like, people would be, like, you know, commenting about it. But napish. No one addressed it. Nothing. In all kinds of settings. So one thing that I noticed is that people... there's a clear division. You can see who's red, who's blue, but overall, tipo é maninga, like people just avoid putting their own identity out there because of
porque como está tão dividido, as pessoas preferem manter isso to safer environments.
I actually had a weird and nice experience. I went to a country club.
This nigga, man. Shit. Hiking and now country.
It was pretty cool, you know. It was pretty cool. But that's the thing, like, you know.
Did you get a star? A cherry star? Like, hey, you're promoted now.
Yeah, man. But it was a weird, nice experience, you know. But I was bringing that up. Why? Because I feel like even there, like, people try to act like that divide doesn't exist. So, I don't know. It's a sign of the times. So, people are trying to hide a little bit there. Not hide, but not trying. They don't bring it up in public places, you know. They just talk about it like in private circles, you know. So, yeah. I don't know if it was always like that, but that's what I noticed for sure. I was like, why are people not commenting politics? Why? It doesn't make any sense, you know?
Yeah, it's almost like people don't want to because, like, maybe it's that one thing that it kind of depresses them in a way. So it's like, it's like that taboo in a way, like, I'm going to talk about this again. And, like, grandma's going to throw something at dad because... Dad's a Republican, mom's a Democrat, or grandma, whatever. And then it divides families, like... Yeah. Could be. And then it's like, I don't want to talk about this again. I talk about it at home.
Yeah.
I can talk about it in social life, social friends and all that.
And that's the thing, you know. It's really strange. And it's kind of like some people don't even want to mention the name of the president. I'm like, okay, why?
Nós também cá não somos pessoas de falar muito de política in social environments. I think we are, but not in the sense of aggressively.
Assim, tens que ver que também a abstenção está cada vez maior. Então, people, se fores ver, há países que têm 40% de abstenção. Quer dizer que tens 40% da população que não concorda nem com um nem com outro lado. No caso dos Estados Unidos, são só dois lados.
Yeah.
Mas aqui também, basicamente, são dois lados. É o que está no poder e os que não estão. E people prefere, não vou falar disto, isto aqui, e as coisas mudam, vai dizer que no fim do dia, que impacto é que isto vai ter na minha vida?
Yeah.
Não veem isso. Yeah. E nos Estados Unidos também tens a realidade de teres marinho pessoal que não é de lá.
Não, mas aqui eu acho que aqui reclama-se mais, tipo, no sentido de, tipo, se estiveres com normal working class guys, it would be like, what now type of thing, like
eu sempre senti que aqui a política fosse muito lazy.
Não, é tipo,
estás a ver, mesmo
tipo, se hoje a comentar,
tipo, não tens debates,
não tens partidos. muito onde te agarrar para dizer que, tipo, ok, o partido X é a favor disto e o partido Y é contra. O que é que tu achas? Os argumentos são estes de um lado, são destes do outro. We don't even know. Aqui é tipo,
No. But the thing is,
that's how I feel. Mas eu também sou ignorante when it comes to that.
I'm talking from a point of view, tipo, ok, podes falar politics aqui, mas tipo, maning people butt pops for politics in the US, in SA, in China, whatever. Agora ali, não se fala de politics in general. Estás a perceber? Which is a little bit weird. People talk openly about sports, entertainment, stuff like that, like movies. Oh, who's playing tonight? Who's fighting tonight? Type of stuff. But it's not like I had like very in-depth conversations about like, hey, you know.
What... Mas também, talvez seja porque nós cá também consumimos muito mais de fora.
Claro.
E eles consomem muito mais do que é deles.
Sim.
Não há. Se tu vives num país daquele tamanho que tens. Como é que se diz? A diversidade toda que eles têm em, o spectrum é tão
não, big, claro. Isso
em qualquer indústria, em qualquer tópico, não é? Então eles,
e sem contar com aquele people que te perguntava, hey, where are you from? Mozambique. Where is that?
Is that in Texas?
You know, type of stuff. And I was like, okay, South Africa. Oh, where is that? I was like, oh my god,
Africa.
So it is what it is,
e também tens outra realidade lá, que a democracia está muito mais descentralizada, então tu podes encontrar talvez discussões mais quentes a nível de cenas municipais, cenas do state, que eles sentem mais se houver uma alteração do que a nível federal, né?
Yeah.
We consider that foreign policy. We care about what's going on the streets right now, so we need to see who's heading the state and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The senators and more like that. E depois no sport é aquela, tu vais ver, eles dão uma ênfase aos esportes a nível nacional, NBA, NFL, mas eles também dão money ao local. Tipo, tens
os colleges, o hype. Até high school.
Yeah, o hype é money sério.
Yeah, até tu tens high school basketball, né?
NCAA, não é?
Que tem, tens TV rights para high school basketball.
Yeah.
High school, não college.
Not college. High school.
Eles agora estavam a ver, os jogadores de hoje em dia estão muito mais lesionados em relação aos jogadores de algumas décadas atrás, e eles começam a ver porque eles estão expostos ao esforço físico e aos treinos mais complexos muito mais cedo. E tem, tipo, já não me lembro qual era o state, que eles estavam a dizer que numa semana eles tiveram 10 tournaments. E as escolas participaram em 3. Tipo, you have a kid with like 15 years old is playing 3, 4, 5 games in a week.
Não devia ser o contrário, Hugo. Porque, por exemplo, se tu, desde pequeno, que estás habituado a esse treino intensivo, tu devias conseguir resistir mais quando, ao passar da tua carreira, entraste os quote unquote carreira. E quanto mais
let's talk about basketball as an idea. Yeah. Knees and ankles. You start hurting them very soon.
Yeah.
Tu também, primeiro já não jogas da mesma maneira, vais ter medo de lesionar.
Yeah.
E tu já estás a ficar com tendões que supostamente deviam estar a crescer, que já estão a crescer atrofiados. Então muito mais facilmente cais outra vez numa lesão. Que é o que eles estão a ver
mas
agora.
Mas isso não tem a ver com o treino. Então é um treino.
Não é.
Um treino que não é ideal para. Não é, o que eu. O que eu havia de pensar agora com isso que tu estás a dizer é que com o passar dos tempos os treinos melhoraram, sports science está better than ever, equipment, all of that, não é? Então quer dizer que talvez o atleta consiga o output do atleta consiga ser maior at this stage do que seria back then por causa da tecnologia, blá blá blá, science, all of that shit. Então com eles mesmo começando mais cedo, that would balance shit out.
Não estou a falar de por conhecer a situação, mas será que uma escola tem o mesmo budget que para ter esse, desenvolver isso, ter acesso ao
melhor TV rights?
Não, mas aí são muito strict. É só ver uns colleges.
Mas também tu tens há certos high schools que tu tens tipo alumnists. Então, tipo,
os gajos
que estão na NBA ou que já retired, que têm cake, que vão lá ao high school, like, yo, it's a contribution for a new gym.
It's 20K, you know? 25K equipment, gym equipment,
Agora
passando para outro esporte, NFL, tu tens campeonatos de escolas nos Estados Unidos e eles começam a treinar aos 10 anos. Contact.
Look at wrestling.
They start very young,
and then like you get kids that when they are 15 they're already like fatigued because they have
wrestling.
Because wrestling is kind of like the competition is like you have like 3 days of fighting and each day you fight like 5 times. You know, for the tournament.
Mas wrestling is amazing, huh?
It is beautiful.
Wrestling é uma cena que podia ver cá ou ser mais worldwide. Não sei como é que é nas Europas, mas mesmo nós que alguns de nós que vieram do currículo português não existe isso. Então não sei como é que é o resto da Europa. I don't know about England. So staying wrestling.
Wrestling.
Oh, for sure.
They do.
For sure they do have it.
Não, nas escolas como nós temos o futebol, like, o basket,
like gym,
nos
like
States eles têm o wrestling.
Sort of wrestling gyms. I'm sure they find wrestling gyms
Tu tens Russia, tu tens Malta, those East European countries, you have wrestling. It's there lot.
Yeah, wrestling, sambo.
Some other countries, I'm sure you would find it, but it's not that common. But it's like everything else. Like certain countries gravitate to something, you know. Even here in Africa,
I have Senegal.
Senegal, Ike. Yeah. There's one more African country actually that also does a lot of wrestling. I don't know if it's Ghana or, but there's one more that they also do a lot of wrestling there. And I mean, it also tends to do with like what, you know, what people gravitate to. But the thing is like, hey, wrestling, we got to give props to the man himself, Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon.
Billionaire.
Okay, yeah. Taki. Traditional wrestling is popular in West Africa, Senegal, Gambia, Nigeria, Niger, Burkina Faso, Ivory Coast, and Togo.
West Africa. So it's popular.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
National tournaments, federations, arenas.
Exactly. It's just probably doesn't have a lot of backing, monetary backing. Probably.
Yeah, but like any kind of sport
in Africa. Yeah,
tens começar a ganhar, né? Yeah. E mesmo depois de ganhar, permites to take some pictures and they'll see if they're going to send you a check.
Você já viu Fight World na Netflix?
To watch it. I want to watch season 2. When it comes out. BJJ. Yeah, but it's really cool.
Há episódio que os gajos falam de wrestling no Senegal. É uma cena séria. Onde cada vila é representada por uma tribo e cada tribo tem o seu fighter. Então todo mundo daquela vila apoia.
Jungle shit.
Uma cena assim mesmo. Uns niggas bigs. Giants. Porque aquilo também. Acho que foste tu que uma vez me disseste que existe um gene pool específico. Os gajos descobriram em África.
Dos slaves, né?
Dos slaves.
Fizeram um traceback através dos slaves.
Que muitos dos athletes NFL, NBA, vêm todos dali.
Eu vi.
Há many books já falam sobre isso.
Tu encontras no sul dos Estados Unidos, né? Na zona onde havia farms.
Yeah.
E West Indies. Como também havia produção de sugarcane e quê.
Yeah.
E é onde tu encontras, porque eles escolhiam mesmo, tipo, epa, este aqui é um bom slave, tipo, em termos de workforce.
Foi o Vitor. Também tem o coisa, como é que é? O outro gene pool é Kenya, because of the cardiovascularity and then the way that's why they run the way they run, because of the cardiovascularity.
Fizeram um estudo nutritivo.
It's related to that too. Yeah.
Que foram ver os maçais, e os maçais são um dos grupos no mundo, né? Tens maçais, tens o outro grupo, são os esquimós. Tem menos problemas de saúde por causa também based na alimentação deles. Os maçais especificamente é porque eles comem muita carne, bebem muito leite and blood.
Tem a cena.
Então cardiovascular diseases, os gajos têm muito pouco índice disso, ou quase zero mesmo, e vivem muito tempo também. Não vivem mais que os esquimós, porque acho que a população dos esquimós é a população que tem mais centenários, né? Pessoas que vivem mais de 100 anos.
Tipo, acho que a cena do Quênia é que até o próprio population do Quênia, que não é Maasai, quando vê um Maasai, dá muito respeito, tipo, a ser daquela tribe, porque eles ainda continuam running traditional nisso aqui. Então, quando they go visit cities, people look at them like, hey, they meet them, they want to meet them, tipo, you're special.
Yeah, for sure, man.
São fighters, né? Não são fighters, they must be fighters.
Acho que ninguém chegou lá acima para lutar com eles, eles vivem muito em cima, meu. Tipo, começava a faltar oxigênio, tipo, let them be. You can keep the mountain. You can keep the mountain.
Ah, man. Mas esse gajo estava a falar do Vince McMahon, dude. Like, até lembro nos times que era, não era WWE, era WWF.
Yeah, those were the days.
World Wrestling Federation.
Damn, those were the days.
Like, Bret Hart. Yeah, I started watching like Bret Hart. Era um dos meus like
your favorite ones.
Yeah, Bret Hart. Depois tinha Shawn Michaels.
Triple H.
Shawn Michaels. Gajo ali com Dance. Gajo.
Tinha The Rock. Ric Flair.
Undertaker. É o GOAT.
Undertaker até hoje.
Hulk Hogan.
É o gajo ainda está ali.
Yeah.
Acho que
já não está.
Já não está, né?
Acho que não fica permanente. Acho que sempre volta uma vez por ano.
Isso vai ser uma cena de 3 decades. Esse gajo está wrestling.
Já tem mais de 50 anos à vontade.
Yeah, o Kane.
Kane,
e parece que os gajos nem são irmãos. Foi uma cena
de story. Acho que foi uma mensagem clear para as pessoas que estão a ouvir. Quando nós estamos a falar a few minutes back about wrestling, não era isto.
Mas a cena é que eu estou a dar props. Mas tens razão. Mas eu
estou a dar props.
It goes hand in hand, and I'll tell you why. Because Esse gajo fez cake, bro.
Yeah, he fez cake.
Serious. He's a billionaire.
He's a billionaire. Yeah, yeah.
Trump quis comprar. O Trump quis comprar e depois entrou, yeah, não sei o quê.
Ele é considerado um dos melhores fight promoters de todos os tempos.
Yeah.
Porque é alguém que pegou num produto, told you that it was fake,
yeah,
and filled up arenas.
He created an audience because people that watch it, like, as well, like, they know it's fake, but it's like, it's entertainment. I want to be entertained. It's like that shit of like, yes, we can't kill people anymore like they used to do with like gladiators and shit, but you know,
aquilo é tipo soap opera, né?
Yeah, é isso. Tens storyline e tu ficas hooked naquele storyline e tens luta também.
Mas tell me something, guys. Porquê que WWE está na Super Sport e não está no E Channel?
Ok, E Channel. E Channel, aquele de celebrities.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, that's celebrities, bro.
Or TLC.
Don't fuck with Hollywood.
Era ETV que dava.
Or TLC, or some reality. Some reality TV.
Super Sport foi comprar os rights daquilo.
That's my point. Aquilo não é um desporto. Aquilo é desporto.
It is, dude.
Eles compraram os rights. They're making money out of it. Devem ter audiência. Devem ter audiência.
Now, the only thing is that they created a narrative for every fight that they have.
Yeah, because, but they train those guys.
Because
train.
Technically, those guys are have fights. To stay in shape. Yeah, and those are fights.
Those are fights.
People win and lose. Yeah. You get a record for it. You know what I mean?
You get paid, they get paid.
Tu estás a ver o que quer dizer que o The Rock vai estar lá no próximo fim de semana, The Rock está ali, aquilo rebenta.
Yeah. And The Rock is like those views, o gajo volta.
Pay-per-view e não sei o que, aquilo rebenta.
Mas como é que pode ser considerado um desporto se é something that...
Que bates no árbitro.
Não. Dás toda aí ao árbitro. Não, but...
Tables, letters and chairs.
Onde o vencedor já está definido. Como é que é um desporto onde o vencedor já está definido?
You don't know that, Marcy. You don't know that. Don't spoil
it. You don't have the answers, way. You don't have the answers.
Mas eu acho que é isso. Eu acho, you know, sabes o quê? Eu acho que chega a um ponto que é fake, mas eu acho que certas coisas, they're like, you know what? Let's see how this plays out. I think so. I think that's what happens, like, in a way. It's sort of like, all right, this is the storyline. Okay, this guy is going to insult that guy's mom. And that guy's mom's going to be in the crowd. It's going to be an actress. We're going to pretend it's his mom. We're going to bring her out, bring in the ring. You know, oh my gosh, it's scandalized because X hit that guy's mom. And now they're going to challenge. He's going to challenge him for the title.
Yeah, because the thing is like...
Is that ridiculous? That's it. I love it. Don't tell me that's a sport.
And the thing is like, you got to say it's a sport. Why? Because you have titles, you have divisions, you know?
Yeah, but you don't have winners. You don't have teams that compete against each other and the most skillful one wins.
Degeneration X. Like, I mean, do you remember that?
You can argue both ways about it, you know? So that's the problem. But Google it.
But Google it, dude. Like it's considered a sport. It's not. I mean, it's on Super Sport. It's on Sky. Not Sky Sports. But
nah,
I'm sure it's on.
Nah, it's not on Sky.
I'm sure it's in like.
We better check it out.
But for example, WWE is big in the UK. Like they do actual fights there.
They fucked up Tottenham's field.
It might be on Sky.
That was NFL.
Because there's a big UK. Audience for it too.
Massive, I used to play
collaboration. So
there was a guy that I met. Funny enough, I met him through PlayStation. You know, like when you play FIFA and you like meet random people. And so, funny story. So I met him actually through Stuart James. I'm name dropping, but he's fine with it. He listens to this. Met him through Stuart, and you know we used to and P as well. Yeah. We used to play like what was it? That one where you control your one player, pro clubs. And so this guy, I won't mention his name obviously, but this guy he's like at the time he was like 19 or 20, young kid, and all he would do every day was to play. His PlayStation, and so obviously we would only like play like in the evenings after work and things like that, but he would be on that thing like the whole day, and he aspired to be a wrestler, and he actually went to tryouts and he actually went to training and all of that, and he actually got a tryout. He didn't make it, unfortunately, But he and now he's got like a kid or two kids or whatever. So, you know, his dreams were shattered in a way. But he was serious on it. Like, he would even tell you like what the moves are, the maneuvers, the, you know, pile driver and like whatever it is that they use in wrestling terms. He would go through all that training, dude.
It is.
His dream was to make it to WWE.
And even Kurt Angle. You remember Kurt Angle?
He wanted to be an actor.
Yeah. He is an Olympic champ.
He is an Olympic champ. Kurt Angle.
Yeah, Kurt Angle. So he won gold.
Ken Shamrock.
Atlanta 96.
Okay, tá bom, mas easy, guys. Ronda Rousey também foi UFC champion. Mas não vai me dizer que agora o que ela está a fazer.
What is she doing?
She's making more money.
The ass beans. Agora passam para lá, né?
Yeah.
But dude, you know, this is all like managers and stuff. They're like, listen, dude, you being there, UFC, Like, you know, but there's a way you can make money though, you know?
And the thing is like, even if you don't know who's gonna win, but
they do.
Of course, you don't know. Yeah.
Vamos
fazer assim, 100 meters, 100 meters. Bolt, tu, eu, Hugo, we're all running. They don't know, but we know that I'm winning. Então começamos, né? Todo mundo a correr.
And Bolt makes it interesting, like slows down a bit or fakes that he has an injury.
Yeah, and then, é isso. Eu ganho. Então eu sou o campeão dos 100 metros.
Oh my gosh, it's a shock.
Yeah.
Shocking.
And we brand it as sports entertainment. And we call it a sport. Nah.
Which is what happened with Joshua Maurice. But I
think it's kind of like amigavish.
What? No.
But I want to go there.
Come on.
Not amigavish. Exhibition fights. Do you know what it's an exhibition fight?
Yeah.
An exhibition fight is kind of like, there is
the one Mayweather ad against that Korean guy or
Japanese guy.
Japanese
yeah.
or
whatever.
It was an exhibition
fight. Aquilo foi off.
Yeah, we knew who was going to win, but we didn't know.
Aquilo não foi fixed.
It wasn't fixed.
Lutaro.
They did fight, but they took out, like, the guy wasn't allowed to kick. There were some weird rules. But what I'm trying to say is that sometimes there are exhibition fights, and WWE is all about exhibition fights. That's my point.
I don't think it's fair to compare, but okay, fine. Let's agree to disagree.
Vocês ouviram o que eu achava disso durante isto tudo? Falou de Joshua Ruiz, que também foi uma cena fixed.
What?
Joshua
FD, man. Come on.
Sofreu para bater aquele mexicano.
Como?
Yeah, no, but look, okay. Jokes aside.
Sofreu quando?
Não. Mas jokes aside.
Teve que treinar.
Mas jokes aside, eu acho que, like, he was arrogant in that first fight. Foi tipo, he didn't see it coming. Eu acho que, comparing to how he handled, like, the second fight, foi tipo, okay, like, he took it serious. Porque foi esse gajo, Ruiz, was like a replacement, né? Ele foi um replacement.
Yeah, foi like last minute, because last he was minute. Supposed to fight
what
the...
Joshua said it, or Eddie Earn said it?
No,
Joshua said it.
He said he was.
Don't pod.
That didn't happen. But what happened is that he wasn't in the right mind frame for that fight.
Eu lembro-me de Joshua dizer que não ia make excuses. Eu não me lembro dele denying that fact. I remember him saying that I won't make excuses. Não sei o quê. Deu props ao Ruiz and all of that. E ele até ficou em New York mais não sei quanto tempo depois daquele fight, não basou, ficou lá.
Mas falando
em... I'm talking about the the
a história do knockout.
Now,
no, during sparring.
Before the second fight, they had an interview, Joshua and Ruiz.
And Ruiz, yeah.
And
yeah.
They asked him, like, okay, there were stories about you getting knocked out, whatever. He was like, no, that didn't happen. I'm paraphrasing here, yeah. But
tu achas que ele havia admitido também que isso ia ser?
That's what I'm saying. The other side is that he probably wouldn't admit it, you know, because it's weird. Now people are going to be asking,
now that he got the belt, type of thing, you know? Now that he got the belt, like, could he say that he was, you know, because then there was an interview where he hadn't got the belts back.
Yeah.
So obviously he didn't want to use that as an excuse until he gets the belts back. Now he's got them back. He can be like, yeah, you know, I was hit a little bit, you know.
Nah,
I
but the thing is, like, the problem is that people are going to try to find out who he hit. Who's that? That can actually knock him out.
Mas uma cena, nós aqui em Moz, nós temos boxers, man.
Yeah, we do have.
Boxers. Bons, man, body.
There was a dude, I only found out.
Aqui lembras do Maquina. Maquina. Foi em que Jogos Olímpicos, aquilo?
2008,
né?
8 foi mundial. Mas, tem de ser 6.
Olympics era 96. 8
não foi mundial.
Era
96. É capaz de ser London, né?
2008 foi Beijing.
London 2012. Foi 2012. Aquela do Pistorius, que o gajo fez merdas before.
Yeah.
Before the massacre.
The fastest bullet.
Maquina é o nosso fighter. Foi para os Olympics. Visto como lhe deram, ouve lá,
tiveram
a nuca dele.
Tiveram pena dele.
Estava a bater na espinha, com cada soco que levava na testa. Can you picture that? What? Yes.
Ah, explica lá isso.
Picture that. Cada soco que levava, a nuca dele batia na espinha. Yo.
Não, foi
aquele gajo assim, de partir o pescoço. Com socos.
Nos Olympics.
Nos Olympics. Não, mas Maquina, eu lembro, ask it up to watch him.
Eu lembro dos fights. Ali, a gajo sério.
Até o fight foi com um búlgaro. Foi com um búlgaro.
Os gajos não brincam.
O búlgaro teve pena dele. O búlgaro teve pena dele. Porque o fight anterior foi um gajo do Ghana contra outro gajo também de Eastern Europe. E aquele gajo de Eastern Europe não teve pena do gajo do Ghana. Rebentou o gajo, tipo, segundo round, knockout, nas cordas mesmo. E eu disse, epá, nosso mano vai fazer mesmo a cena. E tu vias, o búlgaro, tipo, era muito mais, tinha 27 anos, muito mais skilled e não sei o quê. O gajo estava a ter pena. Aquilo foi até decision, mas e eu? Nossa, aquilo acabava no primeiro round.
Tu vias
mesmo que o nosso gajo tinha os ossos pesados, porque o gajo era marinho magro, o outro gajo era todo
super lightweight, mas eles têm tipo kgs, no Olympics they have like
super lightweight. But you know about weight cutting, né? We don't know about weight cutting aqui. Esses gajos lá têm essas técnicas todas.
Não, maybe even here.
Aqui temos weight cutting.
Yeah, there's people doing weight cutting here. Yeah.
Corta a Shima um mês antes. Nada de Shima, nada de Shima.
Não, but on the real, there are some really good boxers.
Mágoa de cacana,
here.
Que queima limpar.
Like, Bala de Prata is one of them.
A sério?
Yeah,
hey,
for real?
Bala de Prata, it's been
hey, man, shout out, man.
Yeah, it's been competing.
Mas ele tá serious.
For 4 years? 5? Oh. I don't know.
He's laughing, man.
Ah, come on. O nigga.
Não, but I think it's not international level.
Não, mas
I mean,
ele não está drinking and stuff, está a levar a sério? Ou it's like, just like.
The thing is like. No. The thing is like, what I'm saying is that there are good boxers in a sense that, like, the problem with anything else is that. É tipo. As saying, tipo, se eu disser agora, there are good soccer players.
Mesmo nossos soccer players são estáguas.
But that's the thing. I don't think it's the fault of the sports people, but it's the fault of the athletes. But it's the fault of the infrastructure, in my opinion.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because you saying that someone is good or bad, it's not really like. É tipo, tu tens gajo que é. Like, if fights. Tipo, tu podes ser gajo que bate maninho gajo aqui e gajo que bate maninho gajo no state. Se tu bates maninho gajo no states, tu vais receber certo amount of money. You're gonna be recognized. Se tu bates maninho gajo aqui...
People aqui vai ser...
You know what I mean?
Mas tu, por exemplo, tu tens...
I'm talking on
num país desenvolvido e num país que tem o desporto também está desenvolvido e isso tu estás a lutar...
Techniques.
Tu estás a lutar ou estás a competir in whatever sport it is, com alguém que também tem... É muito... tem um level muito superior a qualquer nível que nós temos aqui, o nosso nível pobre, infelizmente. That's how it is. Então, tu dizes que alguém que está a treinar há 4 anos, que tem quase 40 anos, porque it's not a young dude, come on, não é um gajo novo, é um gajo que começou agora a dar socos num punching bag, porque lutava bem na zona.
No, but the thing is, like, with that, Butlers is actually...
No, yes, I'm sure you can fuck me up good.
No, but that's not the point. What I'm saying is that he has 20 plus years of experience with martial arts. He's a guy that did taekwondo, did other stuff. So it's not like he's a guy that doesn't know anything about it. So what I'm trying to say is that there's a difference. Of course, yes, equipment, everything, yes. But I feel like the big factor is actually time. So time is the difference between a lot of sports athletes here and there. Why? Because here, se tu, eu, vamos dizer, eu sou um gajo que faz jiu-jitsu, né? And I'm training. But I only train, say, 3 hours a week. Well, I suppose states, you find someone that trains 10 hours a week. Então, that guy is always going to be ahead of me.
Yes, então como é que tu podes considerar a ti ou a quem quer que seja cá a good athlete? Porque se tu dizes-me que eu sou bom para... Se tu me disseres que os atletas são bons para o nível de cá e para as condições que eles têm e para as horas de treino que eles têm, they're actually good, nem dizer bom, são pessoas que têm muito potencial, I can agree with you on that one. Mas agora dizes que são bons athletes? Nah.
Não, o que é que é um atleta, in your opinion? They're not the best, but a good athlete is someone that can perform all the things that they're not supposed to perform and they have good
on the highest level.
Athletism.
On the highest level.
Yeah. Então, um dos grandes problemas que tu tens cá é que um atleta não pode sobreviver do desporto.
Yeah.
É impossível. E isso logo condiciona-te muito porque tu, todos os dias, para além de pensares em treinar ao fim do dia, tu tens que... ir trabalhar.
E está busy, o que é que vais comer?
Então tu trabalhas tipo das 7 às 17, estás cansado, ainda tens que ir treinar. Tu não vais ter a mesma performance que quem acordou às 7 e às 9 está no treino.
Yeah.
But one thing I wanted to ask you guys, before we get into a deep hole here, what do you guys think about gambling and apostas in sports?
In what sense? Elabora um bocadinho mais.
In general, do you like it? You don't like it? Would you do it? Would you not do it?
Eu acho que tu tens que até legalizar mais porque tu nunca vais conseguir evitar isso.
Yeah, of course.
Já ouviste falar das histórias que os chineses não podem, grande parte das cidades na China tu não podes jogar, é illegal. Então, mas Macau é uma das maiores cidades de gambling do mundo. Então eles apanham um barco para ir para Macau e on their way eles apostam em 10 segundos quantas ondas vamos ver.
What?
Tipo, já estão com estão com aquele feeling de gamble, porque são proibidos de gamble, que eles já estão nesse ponto. Tipo, vamos lá apostar 10 dólares, quantas ondas vamos ver agora.
Mas isso é
algo que é natural. Então mais vale legalizar.
A Ásia toda é heavy on gambling. A Ásia toda. Eu tive na escola colegas do Nepal. E o level de gambling entre eles, estamos na escola, entre eles, o level de gambling que eles tinham com um livrinho a apontar nas merdas, eu nem sabia o que eles estavam a apontar. Durante um jogo de cricket, não sabia qual era a cena. Os gajos do cricket até apostam qual é o brand.
O número de tacadas.
O brand do bat.
Yeah, que o gajo pessoa vai usar. O estilo,
O nível de betting está...
Sim, tu podes apostar tudo. Podes apostar tudo no fim do dia.
Ronaldo's gonna scratch his nuts.
Vai coçar as bolas na primeira parte.
Ou então, whatever the case is. O que é mais fácil de apostar on that is aquele German manager, né? That is gonna scratch his nuts.
Joaquin
Low, né? But the thing is like...
Mas, answering your question, eu acho que é... Epá, como eu estava a dizer, só legaliza, porque, por exemplo, Macau, no fim do ano, o Estado distribui como as empresas grandes fazem, quando distribuem, dão bónus, quando têm um surplus de X amount, e distribui o dinheiro pela população toda de Macau. So, every year, cada pessoa que vive em Macau, não sei qual é o que é necessário para tu seres elegível para receber aquele dinheiro, tu recebes X amount of money do Estado. Porque eles fazem muito dinheiro com casinos, gambling and all of that. A receita do Estado é tão grande que eles podem distribuir pela população.
Yeah, that's true, man. One thing is, actually...
Mas so... aqui... Sorry, KK, not to interrupt you. Mas eu, no outro dia, vi uma cena... Something jogos.
Yeah, there's a lot of gambling.
Agora tens muito, cara.
That's why I was getting into that. I think
I know
like
what
in
the name of it is.
Years.
I just don't want to mention it, but it's something jogos. But like, and I was driving with my mom, and my mom is like, what is that? And then I saw the house, and I'm like, and I looked the way that the house looked, and I'm like, ma, that's a gambling. Yeah. that's like betting.
Yeah,
like because you can see like. But because it's like jogos, so she thought like, oh, you know, is that where like people go in like play PlayStation?
Yeah,
like,
no, yeah, exactly.
It's not one of those places.
Yeah, exactly. It's not one of those. And the thing is like here, there's a lot of gambling spots here, like a lot. You're not even counting the ones that use online gambling, you know? Yeah. So like there's a lot of gambling here. And the thing is like, why I brought that up is that you guys need to watch Uncut Gems.
Está na lista.
Falaste isso.
Yeah, yes. I told you guys.
Is it here in Luzumundo or Luzumundo?
Ah, não, acho que não sei. Não sei aqui no
Ainda existe Luzumundo cá?
Yeah, lá no MBS.
Ah, no MBS é Luzumundo.
Yeah, no MBS é Luzumundo. Aqui
é Matola também.
No Metro aqui.
Matola também. Yeah, no.
Ah, eu pensava que era aquele Sterkinecor. Não,
não.
Não era esse nome. Como é que é esse nome?
Yeah, no. In SA, in Rosebank, they have.
But they were actually supposed to get in here. I don't know.
Mas no Metro, tipo, no Metro, em Joburg. Há cinemas tunados, bro.
Não, no Metro.
Há uma que no Hyde Park, like, dude, like, Hyde Park is a bit away from where I live, but I go there to watch movies there. Why? Because while I'm watching the fucking movie, they bring me fucking liquor, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I can have a drumstick. I can have a chicken drumstick while I'm watching a movie. What?
But you
I
know,
can put my feet up, recline a chair. Yeah.
But you know, funny thing. Tu estás a ver o filme, estás a ver. É outra cena. Porque, how the fuck are you allowed to eat durante filme também? Chicken, a beber, estás ali, popping bottles.
I love
but
it.
It's
funny. And the most ridiculous thing is that the official food do cinema is the fucking loudest one possible. É popcorn, né? Yeah. Então, tu queres estar a comer popcorn e estás a comer drumstick e não sei o quê, e o nigga está ao teu lado. God damn, man. I'm trying to watch the movie.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is like, you know, funny thing is that in the States, they actually have that a lot. Every
fried chicken.
Yeah, yeah. You get fried chicken, you get liquor,
no
you get
bucket.
Everything. Yeah, no bucket to it. Yeah, with a plate and stuff. There's um barzinho ali and stuff. And but the nice thing is that I don't know for liquor, but for like sodas and popcorn, you can refill. So.
Mas isso de chicken, até podem perguntar ao João Nuno. Eu estava com ele no cinema e eu ali no Luzumundo entrou um gajo com tacdismo. Depois eu falei, assim, nós sentimos o cheiro. Então we look back, estás a ver aquele papel que aquilo abriu. Tu, oh yeah, isso aí é tacdismo.
Mas estás a ver? Ah, come on, pá. Agora you want to make that legit? Tipo, olha, então
yeah,
só
let's make money.
Duas asinhas.
Sometimes you know, there are places that you can make it legit and there are places that you shouldn't make it legit, yeah, like in Moss. And this will make...
But hey, but people entrar ali com camarão, like,
Mas isso também é mais caro, não? Também tens
uma feijoada ali.
Por exemplo,
pende já.
Em Ellsworth é 3 vezes mais do que o bilhete normal. Ires para aquele lounge. Tipo, são 20 lugares, fui lá uma vez. Aquilo a começar, tipo, a melhor joke do movie foi antes do movie começar. Por causa da nova Coca-Cola, né? Então os gajos, hey, there's the new Coke. You have Coke with no sugar, Coke with no caffeine. Now you have a Coke with no caffeine and no sugar. E estava um gajo, tipo 20 pessoas na sala e um dos gajos, one day will be Coke with no Coke.
Ah,
e os gajos,
hey, man. Oh, it's so true, man. Shame.
Yeah. Mas estás a ver, começa o pessoal a bater papo ali e estás tipo, num room, tipo aí, eu consigo ouvir o papo.
Para mim, eu acho que a pior...
add liquor.
Yeah. Mas para mim, acho que a pior experiência que eu tive tipo, no cinema foi... Eu fui naqueles quartos de 4D. That 4D experience. I was like, okay.
Sounds,
I was like,
yeah. That sounds so wrong.
I went
to those rooms,
let's
that
do
4D.
It. 4D. And I was like, yeah. So I was like, okay, so... The guy was like, do you have your 3D glasses? Oh, okay, I need 3D. But then wasn't this 4D? What does that mean? Okay, it means 3. Okay, plus 1 means 4. Okay, anyways, let me take the glasses, put the glasses. I'm sitting there. And all of a sudden, my seat starts moving. I'm like, okay. It starts showing like an ad and whatever. And I'm like moving. My seat's like moving. And then I think the movie I went to watch was like, it wasn't Godzilla. Was the one with... King Kong, the one Samuel Jackson's in it as well.
Mm-mm.
They made like a King Kong movie a couple of years ago.
Mm.
And I'm sitting there and then like something's happening. Like it can even be like a scene, it's like a helicopter or whatever. Then your seat moves left, right. Gunfire. I'm trying to drink like my soda and then like... and then it's rain and then something sprays in your face. I'm like, no.
That's not the experience.
Never again.
Never.
I can do 3D and that's the max.
Mesmo 3D, I hate it. Mesmo 3D, tudo
no cinema já não é que começa. Normalmente tudo estreia com porn. Então imagina o teu 4D.
É
porn version.
Porn industry. Yeah, o problema vai ser o The Coming Scene. The Money Shot.
Hey, porn são 3D. O primeiro foi porn.
Como é que se chama a classe?
VR.
Mas porn é a indústria que movimenta isto tudo. When it comes to 3D. VR, HD streaming... Essas cenas todas. Porn é a indústria...
Porn will always have an audience.
Cybersecurity.
And internet blew it up, I feel. Porque antes era DVD. Now it's like, you still got porn on DVD?
Tu já ouviste falar
de... You can stream it.
Já ouviste falar de sites porn que foram active, que têm todo o detail dos members... E a disposição do público, não, os melhores hackers estão nos sites de porn protecting themselves.
Eu queria perguntar acerca disso mesmo. Quem é que é o gajo, não é? Que tu vais para um site, um porn website e chegas lá e dizes, this is not enough. I have to subscribe, I'm gonna
I go
sign
premium.
Up.
Let's
yeah,
go premium.
I have to go premium on this one. Who does that?
Yeah, there's a lot of dudes.
No, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what.
But what do you get out of it? Okay, no. Stop.
No, but the thing is, like, I don't know.
We got a premium member here.
I'm not a premium member. I'm playing devil's advocate. But I think it's like, you gotta understand that they, like, most people's were sold something, you know, like they got sold into something. And it's kind of like they become fanatics. You know, they just be like, oh, you know, the same way you buy a jersey from a club and you support the club, you support your porn too, you know.
It might be that,
So I think it's more like...
Tipo, dás vais para o Patreon daquela porn star, exactly. E dás kickzinho.
It's funny, like,
take you
know,
out of the streets, girl.
No. I think...
Marry me.
I think like a lot of stuff is boom. Happening now is that... Have you guys heard about that a philanthropist?
That was amazing. Huh? That was amazing.
What, naked?
Go ahead. Yeah.
But the thing is, like, so I'm talking about her because I feel like with the
of
this technology.
Explain to whoever is listening what you're talking about.
The naked philanthropist, basically she says like, oh, I'm going to get naked and send you like naked pictures and then you're going to pay for these pictures or videos, whatever the case, and then I'll donate that money to like Australia for the fires, for whatever the case is.
And she raised up to $1 million or something.
Yeah,
almost a million dollars.
Something crazy.
And it got to a point que ela disse que I'm not going to donate. Agora já chega um ponto que é impossível eu tirar fotos e enviar para todo mundo.
Mm-hmm.
Então, from now on, just donate. Mm-hmm. Eu já não vou mandar fotos.
Yeah.
Porque
yeah.
já não dava, já era muita gente.
Yeah.
And you still have to get creative.
yeah.
Koala, bring and a koala.
Blocked her.
But she could have. But she could have. But she could have.
Twitter.
Yeah.
I think Twitter blocked her.
Damn.
But she could have. Well, if she was doing that and she like basically she went viral, but maybe she could have been like, all right, if. But then, yeah, I guess it couldn't kind of doesn't make sense. But like, I could imagine her like traveling to places and taking naked photos by like certain, you know, landmarks, and then, you know, that could possibly be a way of like donating because like she's still naked, but she's naked in a different place.
Mas nah, assim, eu acho que o apelo todo era que tu davas whatever money tu querias dar e tu tinhas uma foto que foi tirada para ti.
Yeah.
Right.
That's special.
Okay, I get it.
And
so it wasn't. What so she wasn't sending it public. She wasn't like posting it like.
So that's the new thing that I wanted,
like private.
Yeah.
Okay. So I thought she was posting it on like. Twitter, public.
Tinha uma plataforma.
This is the thing. Like, they are not no longer like a lot of porn stars. I don't know what you call them, but they're just models that are naked.
Adult stars,
it's
what,
OnlyFans. Yeah, it's OnlyFans.
I don't know,
it?
But it's something like OnlyFans or like they have these platforms or some of them actually be like, oh, you know, add me on Snapchat or add me on Instagram and then I'll send you whatever the case is, pictures, videos
for a contribution. Yeah,
and then you pay on
a monthly fee.
I don't know.
Join the wankers club.
But the thing is like what I want to point out is that they are disrupting, you know. So the porn industry is known for disrupting itself like every couple of months, you know. So now I don't know if you guys check Vlad TV. So on Vlad TV there were like this porn actor and actress but the black dude,
Mr. Marcus, the guy who's like wears Timberlands.
I don't know, but it's
not bitches with a baseball cap
but it's
on,
a black
like Mr.
Dude
Marcus
that always wears black glasses. Yeah, but like dark glasses. But I don't know. I forgot his name. But so basically, they were saying like, hey, you know, and there was a white girl with him. I also don't know her name, and she was like, hey, you know, the porn industry, like. For actresses and actors is declining because now you have this influx of people that all of a sudden can be porn actors and actresses.
And you know what? You know? And just
so
on
that's
like
disruption.
It's amazing how much like amateur porn is growing as well.
Yeah, yeah,
because you're able to like record quality video with
your phone
and then you have so many different types of editing software.
Yeah,
that you're able to do your own shit.
Yeah, which is kind of like the same thing with like. Personal trainers.
And couples do it.
Yeah.
And they make
exactly.
money out of it.
They make money. Yeah.
The most important part, you have a market for it.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you have a market for it, you can go ahead with it.
I mean, with the internet, you just open unlimited markets, man. Like, you know, dudes that want this, dudes that want that, chicks that want this, chicks that want that.
Yeah, we're all different. That's what makes the human race.
Exactly. That's my point for you'll explaining why there's a dude that goes to premium.
Como é que se chama o Oscar do porn?
AVN Awards, no? Yeah.
Adult Video. Yes, Adult Video Chris. Network, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah.
What about that book, nigga? What's that book?
Yeah, order it. Amazon.
Did
Plugging,
you?
Civilized Death.
Plug. Yeah, man. That's true.
It's also on Audible.
Yeah, man. I didn't finish his first book. I actually need to finish Sex
on
and Dawn.
Audible, too.
Yeah, I'm listening to it actually on Audible.
Tu consegues ouvir? My mind wanders when I listen to books.
For me, I think it depends on I get what you mean, but it depends on the actor's voice or whoever's doing the voice.
Exactly.
Like that is a major part.
And that's
of,
the problem with Sex at Dawn Audible. I don't want to screw it up. And he said it.
Yeah, and he said it. Yeah, yeah. And the new one, his new book,
he
read it himself.
Yeah.
Like he does the
Eu vi um Audible do Gladwell.
Yeah.
Que ele fazia... I think was talking to strangers, I'm not really sure, mas ele lia e nas partes onde haviam os relatos das outras pessoas, eram as outras pessoas a falar, porque ele tem aquele revisionist history, Yeah. Então tinha, era um plus no book, no Audible.
Yeah,
mas
yeah.
A cena, por exemplo, even podcasts. Eu ouço mais podcasts quando quero ir ferrar.
Yeah.
Não é? Quando ponho, eu sei que eu vou dormir, então ponho e fico a ouvir. E no carro. Yeah. No carro está entertaining me. Está entertaining. Estou a ouvir. Yeah, it's like a conversation. Mas I'm not fully focused on that. As something that is blessing in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
Agora, um livro... Para conseguir retain the information, eu tenho que estar deep into it. Eu tenho que me sentar, open the book, feel it in my hands and be focused por 20, 30 minutos naquilo and that's it. Vou ler um chapter ou vou ler algumas páginas and that's it. Porque também não vou exagerar muito porque depois não vai ficar nada na cabeça.
For me, it depends. Yeah. Like for me, I can retain a lot of stuff, but like I feel like, for example, books are nice to listen. For example, if you're doing like... a bike in the gym and then treadmill or something that is a little bit monotonous or whatever the case is.
Não precisa tanto que a tua atenção pode estar focada naquilo que tu estás a ouvir e não naquilo que tu estás a fazer.
The body's just moving.
It's like that's why driving and listening to a podcast is easy.
Yeah.
Because it's like when you're behind the wheel, I know it's funny when you've been driving for years and you get behind the wheel, it's like your mind goes into a certain...
autopilot.
Once you're in that driver's seat... It's like your brain goes into I'm driving now.
Even if you are doing a long drive, I think listening to a book
memory,
is also
good. What are you looking for?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So like I enjoy listening to books, but I think there are certain types of books that you shouldn't listen, and there are certain types of books that you should listen. So case in point, o book do David Goggins. And also the way they read it is very interesting. So it's a book / podcast. So they finish a section or chapter.
Ele é que estava a ler?
Não, lê o ghostwriter dele.
O gajo é um bocado bruto a falar.
Yeah, o gajo é um bocado bruto. Não, é ele a ler.
It's like Joey Diaz.
O gajo é um bocado bruto a falar.
He curses a lot.
Yeah, nunca consegui ver um vídeo dele até o fim por causa disso. Por causa do cussing and all of that shit. Tu ficas tipo, come on, man. Estás... Isso tudo estás diluting your message. Não é necessário isso tudo just to make it sound real.
But
that's my opinion.
Yeah, but things like his Audible is amazing because he reads it and then, you know, in the middle, he has like a mini podcast, like 5-minute podcast. So it's very entertaining and it's a story more or less, you know. So for me, listening is better to listen to stories and then real life stories. Same thing with... Charlemagne's book, amazing book to listen to.
Por acaso é em geral, nosso human mind está mais accustomed para reter informação se for de uma maneira narrada como se fosse uma história e não como só
that's why we jumping need
facts on you.
That's why we need narratives with everything, with, I don't know, UFC, WWE,
that's why,
products.
Gladwell, os books do gajo são tão entertaining e tu consegues ficar com tanta informação porque ele vai-te contando várias historiezinhas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then,
make a point.
Yeah. But then there are books that, you know...
It brings it back. Tipo, yeah.
But there are books that I just listen to and I'm like, hey man, this is not the right book to listen to, type of thing, you know?
Para mim, um book é sempre um objeto porque afeta mais do que o estar a ler e a reter informação, o tato... Tocar o papel,
the experience. Yeah, the experience, for sure. Epa, for
são
sure.
Cenas que aquilo tu paras sempre tipo, yeah.
Não, for sure.
Faz parte, um book novo.
I always need a book.
Yeah.
And
then,
yeah.
That smell, cheiro de um.
Estás a falar mais de livro.
E muito tato também estás ali.
É a experiência toda à volta do ler, não só a informação, mas tudo.
Para mim, I like reading a book. Sorry, just last thing. I like reading a book because you've seen my books. I normally make notes on the side. And I mean, some call it bad habit, some call it good habit, but I just like to write things because, I mean, that's the way it is for me. Like, I just write things and then I can always go back and read the same book without spending too much time going into the details and then just grab things. Doop, 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 doop. And
that makes sense.
And that's why I like hard copy more than listening. But listening is amazing.
Sim,
if I were to
and
read...
And it looks good on the shelf.
Yeah, true. Yeah. You just wake up, you look at the books, you're like, oh, sexy.
Even if it's a new book or an old book, like it has a certain smell and a certain smell that like...
yeah,
like you're fine with it, whether if it's old or new. I don't know, like books are timeless.
Yeah, yeah. And you build up all the scenario, like a tea or a coffee, and you sit down, sun rays, touching the book, and suddenly out of nowhere, somebody outside is going, "Bateria!" Spoiled my mom.
Compramos bateria!
Mas sabes que essa cena estava a dizer do ritual todo é por causa desse ritual que muitas, são estudos e teorias, né, que muitas das pessoas não conseguem deixar de fumar por causa disso, porque não é só o vício físico da nicotina, mas é de estarmos a conversar depois de eu, depois de eu, quando eu puxo uma cerveja ou quando acabo de almoçar ou alguma coisa assim,
um café,
tirar o maço do bolso, abrir o maço, pôr o cigarro na boca, light it up, aquele ritual todo faz parte do vício.
Yeah, exactly. For me, epa, eu gravava mais por causa dessa cena. Estava a chover, tipo, nice, está fresquinho, está nice, mas só que aí também fumar quando está calor aqui do Monza.
Sex, é da mesma cena, não é? É aquele hunting todo, o game before, tu conseguires your victory, pulling down the panties. A cena toda, não só...
Sometimes there's no need to pull down the panties, man.
God damn it, you're gonna push the panties in?
or you're gonna make an old dude? Just poke it.
Mas há muita... Só para dizer que existem muitas atividades e muitas coisas nós fazemos que it goes beyond just that. Like, everything around it.
Yeah,
como this podcast.
Para ti, you said normally... Putting the set together is nice for you. Gets you on the mood, right? Yeah, no, it is. And also, like books, the nice thing about books is that sometimes you grab a book and you know more or less on what mind frame you were when you were reading the book, you know, because you can remember the types of conversations that you were having based on the book that you were reading at that point of time. Like, say, for example, when you were reading Outliers, when I was reading Outliers, you probably had a set of mind where like, hey, you know, when was this kid born type of thing? Like, you know, type of stuff. You know, so kind of, it's a nice thing to also have like a physical, and you don't get that feeling when you listen to a book. I think that, you know, you do get it, but the thing is like, because you're not gonna always open your app and go and look at the books. But when you have it on your shelf, you now and then you're gonna grab it, and then immediately, just because of grabbing, you're gonna be like, "Oh, this point in time, I was doing this," you know. And it's kind of nice to have that, you know.
Ah, essa cena, isso tu estás a falar, por exemplo, eu estava a pensar, ok, vou desviar um bocadinho outra vez da conversa. Ok, eu tenho uma tatuagem on my back. Looks horrible. Mas eu estava a pensar, tipo, se eu tivesse a oportunidade de tirar essa tattoo, would I do it?
Yeah.
So I thought about it. Tipo, se calhar podia tentar arranjar um sítio onde tira essa cena, assim, ficava com as minhas costas limpas, não tinha nada, whatever. And then I realized que, tipo, nah, fuck that. Porque aquela tatuagem reminds me, como tu estás a falar do livro, reminds me of who I was back then, que na minha cabeça eu a fazer esta tatuagem e porquê que eu fiz a tatuagem, onde eu fiz a tatuagem, onde é que eu estava, and all of that, it means something, faz parte da minha história, estás a ver? And then, e faz parte de quem eu sou hoje. Então eu não posso just apagar aquele quote unquote erro. So I have this now on my back, reminds me quem é que eu fui, e thanks to that person that I was then, I am who I am today.
It's a tramp stamp.
It's a butterfly, nigga.
I remember. Yeah, I remember.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, there was a dude, you know, that I knew, that he had tattoos all over him, in his head, you know, all the way up to here, like, and then he had so many tattoos that he got to a point where he had to
gang members. Yeah.
No, but it was
what a kind of friend.
It's actually a cool dude, but it's like, you know, like.
Is he straight?
Nah, he's straight. He has a family, you know, the whole thing. But, you know, he tatted, he basically, on top of his tattoos on his arms, he just painted black. So he did like a big ass black tattoo all over his old tattoos. And then he started doing like white ink tattoos on top of the black big ass tattoo. So yeah, like people, like I remember because I used to train jiu-jitsu with him. So like, you know, someone was like, hey, yeah, you know, I like your tattoos or whatever. And then it was like, yeah, it was talking. You say like, hey, you know, I'm just like, at this point, I don't do it for others. The tattoos, they are just like little reminders and points in time that I was. It's a big, big dude, like, you know, 40 somethings, you know, almost 50s. So it's like for him, tattoo is like, you know, like points in time and that's what he does. But that's a little bit extreme, you know, painting everything black and then, you know, just going over it now, doing white mark tattoos. But that, I think that's a solution for people that are addicted to doing tattoos, but they don't have any more space.
As pessoas estão viciadas em tattoos, estão viciadas em quê, exactly? To the pain? What are they addicted to? Alguém sabe?
I think it's the process. The same thing that you were talking about. Smoking. The process.
Será que pode ser uma cena mais deep de marcar todos os momentos, marcar todos os momentos da história no corpo?
Yeah.
Ah, porque há tattoos que não são histórias.
Sort of like betting as well. If you talk about the process, right?
Yeah.
Because you know you're waiting for something to happen and you're sure it's gonna go your way.
Yeah.
And so it kind of feels like, you know, talking about it, like that's why like a lot of people like then. It's like a vicio as well. So you keep on, yeah, okay, what's going to be my next tattoo? Even though, yes, you add it to like a particular story or something, you know.
But it's a niche that you need to scratch.
I think with also there are people that, you know, will want to get a tattoo. Like, let's give my own example. Like, I don't have any tattoos, but if I was, I'm not going to say that I'll never, ever get a tattoo. But if I was to get one, it would be something that has a particular meaning to me in the personal
point
level,
of life,
right?
Yeah.
And that's always something that I've sort of told myself that if I ever do one, it will be, you know, something that is significant or has some sort of like strong meaning to me now and forever, if I say that.
Mm-hmm.
But you get people I know, I have lots of friends that have lots of tattoos, and you know what they tell me is that it's like they you know can wake up one day and be like, I'm going to get a tattoo. Yeah. I have this one. Okay, I'm going to put one over here. And today I feel like getting a tattoo. And I'm going
to that's get a tattoo. That's what happens a lot of times.
Okay. Então, se calhar, pode ter um meaning muito deep or pode ser something just like you wake up and you decide that
I knew someone that was like that. Yeah. That, you know, she had tattoos the same way. She was like, hey, you know.
Oh my gosh, that's my car.
Só falta um cão a ladrar.
Uma das tattoos mais funnies que vi online foi alguém que ia amputar a perna. Então ele, antes de amputar a perna, um dia ser amputado, mandou desenhar aquela cena da tesourinha e do tracejado. Tipo, cut here. Deixou aquela cena. Então, cortaram a perna e ficou só metade. Aquela alf da tesoura.
That's the beauty of tattoos. You can come up with it. Very creative stuff, man. That's the beauty of tattoos.
Some creative shit.
Yeah, man. Oh, that's crazy, man. Yeah.
Não, mas tattoos hoje em dia é uma das cenas que eu noto hoje por causa da minha tattoo aqui.
Yeah.
Ainda é um stereotype running big. É um stereotype.
Ah, yeah. How do you feel? Because you have it.
As pessoas olham mais. As pessoas olham mais. Ficam tipo aquela.
How is it at work?
Eu sempre justifico da mesma forma. Isto não muda nada da minha capacidade.
Mas te chamaram tipo.
Não. Só ficaram a olhar tipo, por que fizeste isso? Porque eu quis. Tipo. Yeah. Qual é a cena? Mas estás bem. Ei, estás bem o quê? Um flip aqui.
Mas vocês não acham que you judge people on the appearance? And tattoos contribuem para aquilo, porque nós é normal, até nós fazemos isso. Nós que somos contra isso, nós fazemos isso também.
Yeah, everybody judges on appearance.
Então,
but you have to control yourself.
Não,
of course. Assim,
é que eu acho que tens de ter o teu primeiro judgment daquela pessoa, quem quer que seja, tu vais ter, and it's fair, e é justo, e é justificado tu teres uma primeira impressão daquela pessoa. Mas cabe-te a ti também saberes que a tua primeira impressão ou a tua ideia de quem aquela pessoa é pode não ser verdade.
Yeah.
Então, se tu estiveres realmente interessado em conhecer a pessoa ou for some reason queres dar emprego ou o que quer que seja, que tu tens que relacionar com aquela pessoa, tens que perceber que whatever is going on outside, não vai mirror o que se passa por dentro.
Yeah,
nós também temos a mania que, como talking to strangers, que é as pessoas são muito simples e nós conseguimos
decifrar
as pessoas muito rápido e numa primeira impressão conseguimos saber que tipo de pessoa é que aquela, mas nós, on the other end, somos extremamente complexos.
Yeah, no.
E nós temos a mania que nós podemos dar advice às outras pessoas, mas quando as outras pessoas vêm dar advice e fazem a mesma coisa para nós, nós já achamos que esse gajo, they don't understand, tu não percebes, tu não sabes o que é que I'm going through, tu não tens all the facts, mas that works both ways.
Both ways. Né? Now, understanding is a very, you know, complicated word, because you gotta understand everything, but you gotta also understand that you don't understand everything, so it's complicated, man.
Uma das cenas que eu noto é pessoal que normalmente aproxima-se para falar sobre a tatuagem que eu tenho, por mais que eu não esteja a ver, eu sei que a pessoa tem uma tatuagem. Normalmente é sempre pessoal que tem uma tatuagem. Eles dizem, ah, gravei maninhos da tatuagem, eu não era capaz de fazer, mas tenho uma tatuagem no sítio e tal, não sei o quê, e gostei do teu design. Mas, e pronto, o people que não tem tatuagem nem é isso, estás bem. Tu vês, isto aqui não tem tatuagem.
Counseling.
É sempre.
O que é que estava a passar na tua cabeça?
Imagina, é um stereotype maninho big. Não, stereotype maninho big.
Não, mas aqui há.
Não, mas.
Bom, no nosso society cá, eu acho que ainda estamos muito conservative, man.
But that's, you know, I feel like I'm not. Okay, let me ask you guys this. If you are walking down the street and you see a kid with tattoos on their face.
Face tattoos.
Bird man. Because I feel like face tattoos, like, those are the ones that get the most stereotype.
Like, yeah, because those are the dumb ones.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the thing. Like,
tattooing my face.
But I feel like that's a generational thing, because, like, people that are older than Ugo ask him, like, hey, are you okay? Like, thinking like, hey, there's something wrong with you.
I get you.
We think agora about the same thing.
Estás a dizer que, tipo, nós estamos a olhar to those face tattoos the same way that people that of an older generation.
Because I cannot lie. When I look at a kid, like, tipo,
with a face tattoo?
Yeah, tipo,
come on, man.
When I look at kids with faces, I'm like, damn, why?
No dia em que eu fui fazer a minha tatuagem, estava um puto. Puto de 17, 18 anos, e ele estava a marcar.
Getting a tattoo in his face.
No, he was booking a tattoo to make a tattoo cross on his neck. I was like, e o gajo da loja disse: não, ele está cheio de tatuagens já. Eu, tipo, ok. Mas eu também fiquei a olhar, tipo, é um bocado estranho. Tipo, tu queres fazer uma cruz aqui? Mas depois eu, tipo, epá, yeah, you're in your own shit.
Yeah. No, like, it's really crazy.
Yeah,
know?
Maybe he woke up that day and he was like, you know, I'm going to get an X.
Yeah,
I
want to.
The thing about face tattoos, they don't look good. they don't look good.
What, face tattoos?
Face tattoos. Seriously. Yeah. Like Tyson one. Have you seen Tyson?
Yeah.
The tattoo or Birdman or Lil Wayne or whatever the fuck.
Like, I don't like.
With the teardrops and all that shit. That does not look good.
Like
some tattoos, to things a nice pattern, or things it's a piece of art, it's something, and it's supposed to look good.
Yeah, but this
if it doesn't look good, todo gajo podia ser tattoo artist, but no, that's not the case.
Yeah.
Right? So a face tattoo, I don't like it because it doesn't look good.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't like it. Like, I'm like, I also discriminate against face tattoos. Never meant it. You know, my
então, para a tua resposta, if you're going down the street and you see a kid with a face tattoo,
I go like, yuck.
I cross the street. No, I go to the other side.
For me, it's not even about crossing the street, but the kid is going to get the same treatment that Ugo gets. Yeah. That's it.
Taj bang.
Yeah. not the Taj bang treatment, but the look treatment. Like, damn, nigga.
this man.
Yeah.
Like that kind of.
Yeah, estás a ver, what is your thought process? Tipo, ok, eu tenho muito espaço no meu corpo, eu vou fazer um smiley face on my forehead.
Yeah, that's...
That doesn't look good.
It is what it is.
And I'm going to run for president.
Yeah, exactly.
Ou então podes levar como joke, was it a bat?
And the thing is, tu apanhas tipo uma pita maninho bonita, para ter uma tattoo, like uma gun. somewhere.
Olha, para vocês que estão de Cape Town, até que estiveram em Cape Town, para mim, uma das coisas que o pessoal dizia que é. Havia ali a maninho mulatas bonitas, mas quando sorriam aqueles dois dentinhos ali foram embora.
mas isso já é uma questão cultural, não
é? Não, 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 mas related, some people actually do it just to look cool.
That's
não, yeah. Mas attraction.
It's supposed to look cool?
A cena estou a perguntar é a tua attraction. Tipo, you look at her before she smiles and you look, ah, she's good. Yeah. I mean, she smiles, she doesn't have those front two teeth. Epa. And you're like, is she still good for you?
Yeah. Epa, depende.
Is she still attractive?
Depende. Depende, nigga.
Depende.
Depende de muita coisa. Não vai ficar atrapalhado porque tá faltando um dente. It's fine, baby.
No teeth, no problem. Outros problemas vão ser resolvidos por falta de dentes, you know?
Depende,
maninho. Não,
mas é uma cena também, tem maninho stereotype em Cape Town, supostamente, né?
Yeah,
não ter os dois dentes também é uma cena.
Yeah, for sure.
Se calhar nem tem nenhuma tattoo, mas aqueles dois dentes, you know that, epá.
Some crazy
stuff. But you get a lot with the gangs in Cape Town. You have those like prickle tattoos, so it's like as if it's like with a pen,
yeah.
And you get a lot of those guys that do it like in the jails, also gang members that also do it.
Yeah,
and they do it.
Yeah,
like, I can't remember
the 23
Ross Camp.
Yeah,
the most dangerous gangs
in the world.
Yeah, yeah. When he went to Polsmo.
Polsmo was gangs.
The numbers gangs. Not 26, 25.
I think he actually went back. He did twice, like a few years later. Yeah. He came back. Like I think
Ross Camp. Whatever.
Is he still alive?
I think he's still going. I think he's got a different format. Now he's doing. That dude.
Talking about that, vocês já viram que vai sair na National Geographic? A National Geographic? Yeah.
For sure.
The title is too heavy.
I was telling him.
Como é que chama o programa?
Mayday. Mayday.
No, Air Investigation.
Air Emergency, Air Investigation, and Mayday.
Yeah.
They have three different
Air
names because of
the
countries.
The one that the Mars one.
Ah, no, mas isso está a dizer. Acho que muda o nome dependendo do país.
Yeah, I think in Australia it's Mayday. There is a places there it's Air Investigation and other places are
Regardless of the name, acho que vai ser dia 23 de fevereiro ou something.
Is it called Cockpit Killer?
Yeah, Cockpit Killer. É cerca do voo 470.
Yes. TM-47.
Da LAM que caiu.
Coisa. Namibia.
It's gonna be heavy. It's a one hour show.
But I wonder if they'll do it like those investigation
nas
shows.
Feridas
where
de
it's
muita
like,
gente, which is horrible, not for the families and all of that.
For sure.
I don't know if
it depends how it's told, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if that brings closure in any sense. Also, if I open more wounds. Claro que tu tens the freedom of speech, freedom of the press, but. As cenas que são tão sensíveis that I'm sure that se alguém tivesse um conhecido ou um familiar ou something in that in that crash não haveria de estar a gostar de ver aquilo ou outros que haveriam também, né, que haviam, talvez seria uma maneira de perceberem melhor o que aconteceu,
mas, o programa é feito 50-50. Na base de investigação, aquilo não é para ferir nada em princípio.
É uma verdade que dói.
Na mesma cena de
eles estão a fazer o job de investigation.
Yeah.
Mas também I get your point that para os family members it's opening up old wounds, right?
Yeah.
But these guys that do that kind of like in a way have to do that. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, but they're in it for the money though, but but I know what you
Fez ontem um ano, né? Do acidente do Emiliano Sala.
E até hoje
ainda não foi encontrado o piloto.
Oh wow, yeah, they only found him.
Yeah. Acho que
mas ainda continuam, ainda há funding
acho
para,
que não,
para
acho, que já, acho que já não.
Desistiram,
e o não vai jogar com um equipamento especial este fim de semana por causa disso.
Tipo
homenagem. E acho que eles ainda estão em court. A situação de
já pagaram Cardiff.
Supostamente acho que o Cardiff perdeu, né? Tem que pagar.
E eles tentaram fazer um appeal ou whatever, mas.
Sim, porque os documentos em si estão
mas
com
mas se o jogador já não é do Nantes, porquê que o Nantes vai jogar com um equipamento especial?
Porque foi jogador,
porque
durante,
foi jogador
durante muito tempo.
Ele nunca jogou
para
o Nantes. Tinha jogado para Cardiff.
Por acaso é uma cena maninha.
Come on, Márcio.
Se fores a ver, até grande parte das homenagens foram feitas em França,
não
é? Yeah. Já, porque Cardiff nunca sentiu, não é? Nunca foi jogador deles, technically.
Yeah, yeah. It's messed up. Anyways, I'm Swansea City, so yeah.
To hell with it. You don't care.
Yeah.
E agora este é o David Luiz aí que nos venderam, que andamos a dar... chatas, mas ali a culpa não foi do David Luiz, foi do Mustafi.
Mas aquilo foi.
Anyway, we're talking about Mustafi. Yeah,
pergunta. Então, nós estamos a falar do jogo.
Redemption Path.
O jogo de dia 21 de janeiro, Chelsea-Arsenal. Acabou 2 igual. 2-2. David Luiz foi expulso. Foi vermelho aquilo?
Yeah, yeah, vermelho.
Definitely. Direto. As an Arsenal fan, watching the highlights again, I didn't watch the game, I only watched the second half. When Guendouzi came on for Ozil, which was a great change by Arteta. Watching it again, watch the stuff. I think you know what? I think I'm at a point where, like, I'm not even going to be angry by stuff like that, especially from, like, a player like Mustafi. I think it's clear that he's got to go. But to answer your question, definite penalty, definite red.
O vermelho, primeiro porque tens a penalização dupla, correto? Tens vermelho e tens penalti. E isso, supostamente, nas regras, acho que há 2 anos
já
mudaram. Foi alterado. Segundo, ele não estava a ir para a baliza.
Ele tentou jogar a bola.
Yeah, ele não estava a ir para a baliza. Estava a ir para o lado. Não estava a ir para a baliza. E o David Luiz tentou jogar a bola. I'm a Chelsea fan, attention here. So, I'm just saying that... Foi mesmo vermelho?
But he didn't get the ball.
Não, mas
I get your point, but he tried to play it.
Mas a ideia é tentar jogar a bola.
Yeah.
O jogador estava going away from the goal. Mm-hmm. Não é? Então, epa, e é a dupla penalização, que já tinha sido evitada.
Yeah, é. They will say there will be a yellow.
Yes, como o guarda-redes que vai e tenta jogar a bola, mas não consegue and trips the player.
But
was it a red?
Mas a dish Premier League refs, bro. It's like
old rules.
It's like you don't know what you're gonna get.
Yeah, they just imagine act
com
with
VAR,
their feelings.
Tu não sabes what you're gonna get. I'm serious. VAR, like, até com VAR, eu não sinto que vão fazer a decisão certa.
Yeah,
VAR, like, VAR fim de semana passado deu shot.
Anyone's game, bro.
VAR daqui a bocado.
Semana passado foi.
Nós, we should have got a pen daquela do Pepe.
Mm-hmm.
Se foi, e é interessante porque tinha um pundit que estava a dizer que. Aquela situação foi uma situação que se fosse any other day, any other ref could have been given a penalty. It was one of those things that podia ser um penalty, mas também não.
Mas so surprisingly, like, enough, era Mike Dean.
500 game.
Não é? Mike Dean.
They don't want award. They gave him an award for the 500th game.
E como é que Mike Dean, que acho que é o árbitro que dá mais penaltis, ou que já deu mais penaltis na Premier, não dá aquilo? Mas já, não, mas a cena é que não foi ele. Quem não deu foi o VAR. VAR é que não deu. Ele nem foi ao ecrã.
Não, mas ele também não deu. They just checked it. But if, my point is, he had given it,
they wouldn't have checked.
I think VAR would have also said, okay, penalty.
Yeah, mas eles têm que começar. Eu acho que os árbitros têm que começar a ir ao ecrã.
Yeah. Logo, yeah.
Eles têm que ir ao ecrã, ver sozinhos.
Deixar de perder tempo.
Yeah, eles têm que ir ao ecrã.
Começaram a fazer isso só para red cards, mas eu acho que também for penalties.
Porque se ele fosse ao ecrã, ele havia de dar. Mike Dean? Ah, come on.
Eu acho que uma das cenas que o VAR está a criar, não só em Inglaterra, é em todas as ligas que está.
Liga portuguesa.
Os árbitros parece que estão a ficar um bocadinho lazy, tipo, they have that backup source, estás a ver?
Yeah.
Anything, if we're wrong, they'll fix it, estás a ver? Então, e vês isso nos fora de jogo e não sei o quê, isto aqui será que está a ser bom mesmo para o futebol?
Eu concordo na questão do fora de jogo, eu concordo que se o árbitro não tem certeza do que está a fazer, deixa o jogo rolar, and then, even if they score, they're going to check it out, e acabou.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That, I agree. Yeah. Penaltis, eu acho que eles deviam ir ao ecrã. O resto, eu não sei se eles estão a ficar lazy ou têm mais receio de fazer os calls para não ser overturned.
Yeah.
Porque tu, as a referee, se tu fazes 5 calls e o VAR overturns it, quer dizer que you have no idea what the fuck you're doing. Né? Então, eu prefiro não fazer e deixar aqueles gajos lá em cima fazerem o trabalho para mim. Não é... Pode ser visto como estarem lazy, mas também podem ser vistos como os gajos estão-se a proteger a eles mesmos. Não é? Porque
Aqui ainda vamos, right? Ainda vamos chegar a um ponto em que as equipas vão ter challenges.
Quem? Aqui moça bola?
Não.
Vozes, boca.
That's asking for too much. You know?
Não, não, em geral. Tipo,
liga, com no aqueles, sideline com
aqueles,
o céu.
Aqueles screens vão desaparecer. VAR screen aqui vai desaparecer. Yeah. Yo, where's the screen at?
It's been taken.
Yeah. Mas, bros, this has been good.
It's a wrap, man.
É o primeiro do ano.
Yeah, 2020.
Espero que o Liverpool não ganhe nada.
I just hope they lose one win.
Mas, yeah, para mim é o Invincibles record, man.
Yeah.
Yo, every game that passes, eu estou ali tipo, yo. Mas eu acho que vão levar com Palace.
That's the only thing you got, né?
Yeah, it's the only thing we got. Yeah. but it's not gonna happen. They're gonna lose against it won't even be like one of the big teams. It's gonna be like
Man United.
It's gonna be like Norwich or something, like some like 0-0 until like 89th minute, and then bah, can't.
Yeah, VAR. VAR dá um penal.
Yeah.
Right, guys. Epa.
Thanks, Ayi, man.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thanks, Hugo.
Yeah, thanks.
Till the next one.
Till joining
don't
us.
Don't forget about me, please.
Sure, man.
Hasta.
Hasta.
Peace.
We out.